Hello and welcome to the first pilot episode of the Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect our lives in gaming. I'm one of your hosts, J-Bond, also known as Andrew, and with me is my other co-host,
Mike.
Yeah. First ever. So this is our pilot podcast, first episode. We're going to probably bring you topics that involve gaming and non-related gaming things that somehow we find a way to bring a link to connect them into this podcast. So what were we going to start with? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. Like, we could do Destiny, we could do Drive Club.
Right.
You know, what you've been playing.
Both, just bust it out.
Bust it out? All right.
Bust it out, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to start with Destiny. And, like, everybody, it's funny, so many times I keep reading, like, articles. There was a Polygon one today. It was like, we won't stop writing about Destiny because you won't stop reading about it. Right. But then, like, there's other articles that have been like, this game is, like, nothing like what I think everybody expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, it's weird. Like, I agree. Like, I'm at the point where the game is kind of boring to me, but I'm still playing it. Like, I'm still interested. I still enjoy playing it, but, like...
Right, yeah.
I'm not leveled up enough. Like, I'm leveled up enough, but I'm not leveled up enough to do the raids. And that's, like, the only, I guess, new thing in the game, right? That, like, you haven't... Aside from just, like, constantly playing multiplayer.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Like, the first few days, I'm like, okay, this is cool. I'm not bored yet. But I had to take a break from it, because... There is that repetitive grind that you just keep doing this mission over and over, or doing that strike over and over just to get this or get that. And half the times you don't even get what you want when you started that
mission. For anybody who's like got the plus, you know, light level, if you're over 20, pretty much what you need is ascendant materials. You either need those shards or the energy, and the only way you can get them is either breaking down legendary gear or luck.
Yeah. That straight pure luck grind.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, everybody was like, well, I'll just farm it, you know? And then they were like, well, we're going to patch that. No farming.
No farming at all.
Ugh, miserable.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, but I still, yeah, like you said, like, bored, but, like, still, there's still enough to, like, not just drop it. Like,
right, exactly. I'm not done with the game. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, like, super stoked to play it. Because, like, the story was the story was so boring.
What story? You see, like, Halo and then Destiny, and you wonder who penned the script.
Right, like, who was in the bathroom when they, like, pitched the story for Destiny, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. And it's like, and part of me was thinking the other day, I was talking with my brother, because he's big into Halo. And, like, not that, like, he is, like, the, you know, biggest Bungie player. He just, you know, he really likes his story. Like, we like to play online, we'd co-op, whatever. And he was saying, he's like, why are so many, because he doesn't have a PS4 and he didn't buy Destiny. And he's like, why are so many people, like, trashing this game? He's like, didn't it just come out? And I was like, yeah. I was like, but, and he's like, so wait, you're telling me Bungie made Halo, right? He's like, so they've got one of the highest grossing games of all time, one of the best multiplayers, you know, really good story, spanned it over, you know, depending on how you look at it, Halo spanned over, I guess, 6 games, because you've got 1 through 4 plus ODST and Reach.
Yeah, Reach.
And he's like, how did they not already have the formula for a perfect game and screw it up? Right. He's like, you wrote the playbook. On competitive multiplayer and a compelling story aspect.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Right.
You know, how did you drop the ball?
Right, yeah.
And it's a weird thing to think about when you think about, like, because Bungie's like, we're going to ride this game for 10 years. And it's like, what? I'm already, like, 3 weeks in and there's nothing really left to do.
Do, yeah. And, like, let's just start a new character or just, straight up play multiplayer or just do the raid over and over. There's like not much to do besides just rehashing all the bounties and
right. Yeah, every what, 6 hours or 8 hours they refresh and you can just keep doing them over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't mind doing the bounties as long as I get the easy ones. The bounties where it's a strike, I am immediately not, I'm put off.
It's
And
not.
it's weird when you think about it from that perspective, right? The game's giving you like a story element to like go and do this thing, and I'm just like, no, I don't want to. I've already done the strike, but like yet going and just like the any of the like 200 mites or sensor things, basically kill 200 enemies and pick up the invisible thing that you just get for killing them. I don't mind doing those ones. I don't mind doing like the 100 headshots or whatever.
Because,
Like, I don't know.
in a
It's
way, you could just still farm stuff. Or, I guess,
yeah.
not farm, because I don't want to have Destiny patch that, but
Right.
you can just run around and just grab stuff, or,
Yeah, exactly. Just run around, like, 'cause that's the thing. That's the one thing I know that I can do when I'm playing the game that's uniquely different is, well, and by uniquely different, it's okay, there's like 10 spawn areas where chests and spin metal always show up, and at this point we know them both.
But even then, there's still that small freedom right there where it's like, okay,
Yeah.
you may not be doing a story mission or whatever, but here, do whatever you want to do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the like that's the only redeeming part of the game. Although I will say that last night I was playing skirmish, whatever the I think skirmish is the 3v3 mode where you can
Three.
revive your teammates. And it was me, Hug and JF, and we were actually doing really well, and I was like, I could see myself playing this mode more. If I had another two people to always like roll with, like I could see myself playing that mode more.
I mean,
Yeah.
I played it like once or twice. It's not a bad mode at all.
Yeah, like I don't know. I
Just
don't know if
that
it's
right
because
team.
it's if it's because they eliminated a lot of the like busyness, because most of these maps are really, really like compact. Like they don't feel as open as the maps in Halo did. And Halo had far more players. But even like on a 6v6, some of these maps, I'm like, every time I turn a corner, I'm running into an enemy, which in some cases is a good thing because you're getting lots of kills, but at the same time, you're constantly getting killed. And it's like really, and it's like whoever gets the first drop isn't usually the one who gets the kill, which is what's kind of frustrating. But I think like Iron Banner opened today or it opens tomorrow.
Yeah, it's today.
Yeah.
Except today.
That will change up the game. I think that'll make the I think that'll make the game a little bit more interesting, only because you've got people going in
Because
who
that's where the real competitive players come
exact
from.
right exactly and you everybody's not on the same playing field anymore, like no nothing's buffed to be the same thing, so it's like if you're like a level 28 with lots of really good guns, like you're a level 28 with lots of really good
You're good
guns.
guns,
Yeah, so that's I'm potentially gonna try.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I'll try that and see how it goes. But I won't do it solo.
No. Gotta find like at least a few people you know.
Exactly. Like I think the reality is if you're not playing with at least three people in multiplayer, stop. I mean, unless that's just how you roll. Like maybe you play free for all. Like maybe that's your jam. I don't know. I'm not much of a free. Like I won't play free for all even if I'm playing solo. Generally, I'll just play control,
I
and
did it
I'd
for a
rather just.
bounty, but
Okay. Yeah, I think I had
yeah,
was
but
five class matches.
no, it was the Void exotic bounty
Oh, okay.
before I got rid of it. I was like, whatever, I'll just try it, see what I can do.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like skirmish, I was really, really ranking that exotic bounty up for the Thorn hand cannon. And my guess is if I spent another couple hours in skirmish, I'd probably have it completed because I think I was at 295. But
You
like
don't.
you've the problem with bounties like that though is you have some good matches where you gain a ton of points, and then you have some bad matches and you lose it.
Lose, yeah, you lose half of it or all of it.
Yeah, and that part sucks
It's
because I
terrible,
was literally in the middle of a match and I could not get a kill. Just I probably died like 10 times before I even got a kill. And I was like, this sucks. I was like, I'm losing all my void damage
Work,
points, and it's like there's nothing you can do about it except leave the game and hope you get into another match. And that was the literal turning point where I'm like, nope, the game is not quite balanced. If there's a point in the game where my only solution is to leave a match in progress because I'm actually being negatively affected, Like, cause I could care what my kill death ratio is. That's a, you know, that doesn't matter. Right, and yeah. And even the bounty that requires you to have the bounty that's like got to have a 25 kill death ratio, it's an additive like factor how they add the number. So it's just play a bunch of matches until whatever your KD is equals 25. When you can't, you can have a negative KD, but your KD is still a number, right? It's not a like it's not a negative 1 KD. It's a 0.5, which means two negative KD matches could still get one towards the 25, whereas you could do terrible on that Thorn Hand Cannon bounty and lose all the progress you made in a previous match where you just happened to have like a good team or you know, like the map, like maybe you're better on, like I'm certainly better on some maps than I am on others.
Right. I think so, once you know the layout of the map, you know where to hide or where to camp or where someone's going to come from or
what, or in that
what weapon set works best.
Yeah. Or where people are going to camp. Like we were playing on the moon and you know, I like driving around in the Pike and the Interceptor. And there was a kid sitting up by that turret where the B spawn is, like the B zone is for control. And he was just sniping. And so I'd be zooming through on the Pike and like, I could see the little flare from like his, you know, the scope reflection and boom, gone, right off the Pike. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. And the kid was, the whole match, just sat there. And he didn't he didn't end up, like, it wasn't like he was the top of the team. He was, like, second to last place. And he had a positive KD. It was, like, a 4. And I'm like, that was really frustrating. I'm like, he was the one person, like, ruining my ability to have, like, a good match for that bounty. Because I was like, I can't, you're camping in the same spot. You're shooting me. You're shooting all my teammates. You're not like, I don't understand. Are you playing to win? Are you playing to troll? Right. Like is camping like the new trolling? Like I'm going to sit in one spot and kill everybody who goes by because you can't do anything about it unless you, you know, counter snipe and I don't use snipers. So
yeah,
like I pretty much roll a shotgun the whole time.
That's the way to go.
And that's the other thing about the game that's really a pain in the butt. You change weapons and you lose the ammo.
Yep.
I hate that.
Which is weird, yeah.
Like, why do I have no ammo when I switch a gun mid-game? Like, if it's special ammo, it should just be special ammo.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a real frustrating thing. Because that kept happening to me. I'd be going around on my shotgun and I'd be completely out of ammo. But, like, the little thing that says no special ammo available, like, is just, like, just in the right spot where you can't really see it, depending on, like, where, like how, I don't know. For me, I'm sitting so far away from my TV because it's so big, which is, like, oh, first world problem. But, like, the little thin green text does, it's not instantly, like, it doesn't stand out as much.
Yeah.
You know, versus, like, the lush background colors. So it's, like, I almost always never know when I'm out of ammo until I'm, like, click, 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 click.
Right. Like, thanks for telling me.
Yeah, thanks for that. So yeah, I can totally understand people's problems with the game right now, but
yeah,
I mean, they've made patches, they've made adjustments, you know, they adjusted the Crypt Arc and I still think it's kind of out of whack, but I don't know.
Yeah, some things I don't get about it with the whole some blues still have the, or some purples have the ability to turn blue.
Yeah.
Which that shouldn't, it shouldn't be that way.
Right, purple should just be purples, considering you never get them anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure another round of this type of stuff for Bungie, and they're going to see the people's response, and then they're going to be like, alright, okay, that didn't work, let's put another patch in, and tweak this drop rates or they, because that's the thing, you either have to increase the drop rates on legendaries, which they probably don't want to do, or you just have to make it so legendaries always become legendaries.
Yeah,
because like at this point I might get one legendary every other day I play,
right?
So like if I like, the problem is hour wise I don't, you know, I don't know how that equates, like because like one day I could play for like a few hours and one day I could play for 1 hour. But it's like, basically, if I played it a week, I'd probably have 3 legendaries if I was lucky. And then, like, maybe, maybe I'll luck out and get some Ascendant materials from, like, public events.
Yeah, that's it. Which I never...
Yeah, like, I never do. That one time when I kept getting everything and you got nothing.
Yeah.
And then now ever since then, like, the game was probably like, oh, we totally gave him way too much stuff. Give him nothing now.
Right, switch it.
Yeah.
It's like they just pick a player in the game. Okay, he's getting the materials today.
Yeah, exactly. Like the kid, or the kid, that kid who showed up at the public, at the end of a public event, we finished, and he got Ascendant Shard, and we got nothing.
Yeah, great. It's like,
I'm glad he got the gold tier, and he got a legendary material, and we got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's ridiculous.
Pretty much. But so that's Bungie, that's Destiny. Yep. Yeah, I was gonna say Drive Club. It's out today.
It is out today.
But not on the PS Plus store for free.
Nope.
No PS Plus edition.
No, try before you buy.
Not right now. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe by the time people are listening to this,
they've already played it.
Yeah, they've already played it. Which is fine. I mean, that's part of the thing. Like, podcasts always end up being a little bit delayed. It's not like I could preemptively record it in the future. Although we could just assume that the day it posts, we could talk about things that have come out that day.
True.
For future podcasts. Drive Club came out today. Spelunky for PS4 is out today. A couple other PS Plus games.
They were both interesting. I played both of them today. I think it was Dust.
Yep.
That's pretty good. And then Pix the Cat, which is essentially basically like Pac-Man.
Yeah, I saw screens of it. Dust is the, that's kind of like the,
it's like a weird kind of, trying to think. Not beat 'em up, but, I guess beat 'em up, like, RPG.
Right, yeah, it's got the RPG elements weird, to it. Yeah. But it's got some fighting.
You're like a fox.
Yeah, you're the fox. Yeah.
It's not bad. I played a little bit.
That's Vita, though, right? Or is it PS4, too?
I think it's both.
It's both? Okay.
I think it's both.
Because I remember I thought I read somewhere that somebody said it's great on the Vita, but I'm going to have to check it out.
Minecraft's physical's out.
Yeah, I saw that. It's one of those things I don't understand. It's like what they did with DuckTales Remastered.
Oh, the digital.
When DuckTales first came out, they had a fake physical copy, and it just had a code on the inside of the box.
Yep.
And a pin. Well, and it had the collector's pin. It did have a collector's pin. But just give me the disc. Just, the disc. Yeah, the disc probably cost less than the pin to make.
Right.
From a manufacturing standpoint, so give me the disc, and keep the pin. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I don't know. That's such a weird thing. But so I figure since we're nearing the 20-minute mark of the podcast, we'll go back to we'll rewind out a little bit and talk about the podcast and where we kind of hope to go with this. So this was the pilot episode. This is the first one. If you're listening to it, there should be a handful more being posted within a week, at least, of this. Mm-hmm. We're going to try and record a bunch at once and then post them, like, once a week or once every other week so that we have a few podcasts for you to, like, get into as we try and, like, figure this out. We're going to try and, for the time being, keep them short, probably 20 to 30 minutes, as long as I don't constantly just talk.
Right, as long as we don't ramble.
Yeah, well, no, I'm the one who rambles. God damn. We'll try to watch the language.
Oh yeah,
that'll probably well. You know what? It's all right. Other podcasts swear, but you know, obviously, if there are kids listening, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But yeah, so we're gonna try and set up a Twitter account, pending that like we can get one of the ones that's used but not actually used.
Yeah.
Occupied Twitter accounts. Like, come on, people. Yeah, so we're going to try and do that. We're going to try and bring some content, only because podcasts are pretty easy to do. Mike and I play a lot of games together constantly. You know, Mike's into fighting games. I'm into shooters. Both into RPGs.
Jeez.
You know, play. I mean, I don't know. We play a lot of the same games. It's just you're heavy.
For the most part,
heavy into fighting, and I'd say you're heavier into RPGs than I am. But I'm heavier into shooters.
Shooters, yeah. You're either shooter aficionado.
Yeah, and then like sports games, meh. Except for Drive Club. But Drive Club, I don't. See, that's a weird thing.
Would that
like,
be considered a sport?
I think like racing? It's considered racing, but like I always felt like sports and racing games were separate.
Right.
Like they were separate entities. So I don't. That's a weird thing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to go. But yeah, so a thing that I want to try and do at the end of each podcast is we'll, you know, give out our Twitters. Mine's at So After I Said. Mike, what's your Twitter?
At MDTong1.
MDTong1, there you go. And then we're going to I feel like we should each shout somebody out. I don't have a shout out right now, so I'll just do it next episode.
Yeah.
Only because we're still trying to set this thing up and get a format going. And if you're you're listening or whatever and you have like suggestions,
Let us know.
Yeah, feel free to tweet at us. And once we get like a show, a podcast, Twitter, or maybe we won't even. We'll figure something out.
Yeah,
we'll figure something out, and people can tell us
if we suck. Yeah. Maybe better. You know, whatever.
Yeah. So, without further ado, I say that was the end of the first pilot podcast. I don't know.
That's it.
We're gonna. Do we have a sign off?
I don't.
We need a clever
thing. Yeah,
we'll come up with it. Next podcast episode, we'll have a clever way to say goodbye. Out, yeah. But for now, we shall catch you on the flip.
On that flip.
Bam.